Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
But I first want to talk to Dan Klausner. He's the executive director of the Illinois Licensed Beverage Association, joining the show on this subject. Is at midnight tonight for Chicago. The restaurants shut down officially, and you're in the industry, Dan. I know you've been outspoken about it. Thanks for calling into the show.
Anna, thank you for this opportunity.
So I'm looking at stuff. Now, one of the things that keeps coming up here, and I want to get the straight answer to this, is that there are grants available in the state of Illinois. You heard the governor talk about it. We just played some of it in the news there. $200 million worth of grants. They're trying to get the federal government to give them more. That hasn't happened yet. But is that going to help the restaurants? Should we believe that that's going to be the bailout they need?
No, that isn't. Some of those grants are very difficult to get. For example, if you have if you haven't filed your taxes for 2019, then you can't get through on that grant. We would like the federal government to come through with more aid, but as we know, that's tied up in D.C. politics.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of even the stimulus money, let's be honest. I mean, that just seemed like a no-brainer to most folks. Again, an apolitical issue. People need money to feed their families, to feed themselves, to get by, and that hasn't happened yet. So I know, you know, it's hopeful, right? I think we can be hopeful that the restaurants will get that. But these business interruption grants, you're saying that not everyone qualifies, or there's
Yes, not everyone qualifies, and they're difficult to get through on. And you know, you mentioned the people, and the struggles that they have with making their ends meet. People is a big part of our business. We have not just the tavern owner and the restaurant owner or the manager, but all of our staff. And these increased mitigations and shutdowns, they affect the bartenders, the servers, the wait staff, all of these folks and their livelihoods. And you know, it's gonna cause severe pain and survival issues for tavern and restaurants and our employees. Now, when I say people, we do have concern about those that were and have been affected by the virus, but we have been implementing caution. We've been cleaning. We've been masking. We've been doing all the steps, and we're concerned that there has been no data provided to us that shows that taverns and restaurants are the key cause of the coronavirus increases.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about that the data needs to be kind of shown, and hopefully that will be soon, that the governor will kind of say, hey, here's what we're looking at, because so far there hasn't been that much showing that they've contact traced the actual cases back to the restaurants, just that folks who have tested positive in the state have said in the last 14 days they have visited or frequented a restaurant. It's not the same.
Yeah, that's correct. And we also have concern with some of the data, whether it's biased or been manipulated. For example, in the region that has the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, the staff, the faculty, and the students were being tested twice per week for the COVID virus. And those numbers were very negative. And so the negative rate was pulling down the positivity rate in that area. And then a few weeks ago, they decided to take all of those University of Illinois numbers out of that region, and so now that region's numbers are going higher.
Mm-hmm. So you want to see the complete data. I get that, and I hope that does happen, because I don't think those should be held secret. They should just be out there. Take a look at them, make whatever order you feel appropriate, but at least people should see that kind of thing. There should be transparency. I just have a minute left, but I want to read this from a listener as an alternative viewpoint, and I want to see what you have to say. These people are delusional if they think restaurants can open. I'm in Lake County, and they aren't enforcing any of the guidelines. There are way too many people there who don't wear a mask, wear it incorrectly, way too many people in the restaurants I've seen. You're hearing that maybe this is going on, and that this is what has forced them to have to close them. Do you agree?
Anna, the majority of the taverns and restaurant owners and operators throughout Illinois are following the procedures that have been implemented. You're always going to have those outliers that may not be following it, but the majority are following it. And if they're not, then we suggest that we crack down on those that are breaking the policy and not punish those that are. We would rather have crackdowns, again, on those that are not following instead of closing all bars and restaurants, the ones that are implementing and operating with safe practices.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, Dan. Thanks for your time this afternoon. We'll have to see what happens with the Illinois Restaurant Association. I know that there may be a lawsuit there that would impact the entire industry, so we'll see what happens.
And our association is also considering everything as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too. That's Dan Klausner. He's executive director of the Illinois Licensed Beverage Association.